cleansing of more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while some on the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save him has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. We're happy to be coming to the listeners of radio station XEG once again with another gospel message. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We've been made very happy by the response which we've gotten from week to week from those who help us share the cost of this gospel broadcast. We appreciate your interest and prayers. Our mailing list continues to grow as we add more and more names of those to whom we send the printed copies of the message each week. If you have not yet written us requesting these weekly messages, be sure to send us your correct name and address at once that we may begin mailing them to you. There's no subscription price nor obligation on your part. We do this on a free will offering basis, and all you have to do is write us requesting that we mail them to you. Listen now to this scripture reading from the book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, and beginning with verse 26. I quote, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known." This is certainly a very worthwhile reading from the Holy Scriptures. Notice the first part of the text. We see a choice given to an individual. It is indeed a privilege to live in a land where we have a choice. There are many today living in countries who suppress the free choice of the people, and they are forced to live in a manner which they would not necessarily make their own choice. We are happy to be living in a land where we have a right to choose. We hope it shall always stay this way. But look at the choice which God provides for us to make. He says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." Now, whether we receive a blessing or a curse depends upon which choice we make. God does not force people to serve him. He does not compel them to follow his commandments, but he allows them to make a choice which way they shall go in life. When the daughters-in-law of Naomi came to the point when it was necessary for them to make a choice, they were not forced to return to their people, neither were they forced to accompany Naomi. But Orpha and Ruth had a decision to make. Both of them loved Naomi. Orpha lifted up her voice and wept, kissed her mother-in-law, and returned to her own native land. But when this matter of a choice was given to Ruth, she firmly told her mother-in-law of her decision. We read from Ruth chapter 1 and beginning with verse 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. I'm satisfied that many blessings came to Ruth because of her choice that day. It was not only a blessing to her, but this choice has served as an inspiration for many who have lived in the years which followed her life. We're still reaping of the benefits of her choice, which she made many years ago. And speaking of good choices, I remember the choice Joshua made. As recorded in Joshua 24:15, he reminded the people of the choice which he was making, for he said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There's one thing which might be well to mention at this point, and that is those who make negative choices. Most people do not necessarily choose to lose their souls, for many times they do not definitely make a decision to reject God and His way. They merely put off or delay to carry out His purpose and plan in their lives. In this way, we might say they are choosing a curse. A good many years ago, I saw a sign on a fence which read, "Keep out. This means you." One man approached the fence who was unaware that I was within hearing distance of him. He read the sign to himself, "Keep out. This means you." Then he proceeded to climb through the fence into the restricted area. As he talked to himself, I heard him say this, "When I get out, I sure will keep out." Then he continued across the fence. Friends, this is about the way some people do the commandments of God. They really intend to obey the will of God at some future date. In other words, they might say to themselves, "When I get saved, I'm really going to keep saved." But here is a tragic part of such a decision. They never seem to become willing and ready to put into practice their good intentions. They seem to feel that at some future date, the way will be much easier for them to follow. Remember the text. It says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." This means if you're going to take the offer of God, you must choose to do so this day, not tomorrow or next week or next month, but you must choose this day. Tomorrow, circumstances will be different in your life. Tomorrow, many things will have changed from what they are today. Many times tomorrow, the desire is gone from one who once had good intentions to make a wise choice at some future time. Listen now to this poem entitled, "Today." Upon the threshold of today I stand. It lies before me, fresh from God's own hand. Without a blemish, mine, for good or ill. But if I trust the self, to my weak will, to keep it spotless, I shall surely fail. Thy strength and guidance can alone avail. So now my heart goes out in earnest plea, that for today Thou wilt abide with me. Life's yesterdays forevermore have passed, beyond my reach, and now, O Lord, Thou hast them in Thy keeping. Let Thy righteousness hide the dark stains they bear. Help me to press on toward the mark. Humbly, dear Lord, I pray that as each morrow merges in today, I may surrender all I am to Thee, and that thy presence may abide with me. For so abiding, doubt and strife must cease, with thee to lead me on the perfect peace. That passeth understanding I shall know, alike through calm and gale I needs must go, my way content. Then, on that morrow fair, which brings deliverance, grant thou my prayer, so shall I evermore abide with thee. Selected. Friends, I hope if there is one considering the road which they must choose in order to receive a blessing, that they will make that choice immediately and commit their life to God, who holds the future of tomorrow in his hand. Surely, we should not lightly disregard the opportunity for a choice to receive a blessing from the hand of God. Let us unite our hearts as we look to God in prayer. Our Father, should there be one listening to this broadcast tonight who is at the crossroads of life and death in their decision, we pray that you would give them the grace to make a free will choice as they choose to walk in the way where you have promised the blessings would abound. Then, too, we pray for that one who has trampled underfeet the instruction of thy word and is very near to the brink of destruction. For them we ask abundant mercy, that they may turn from their unwise choice and receive pardon through thy marvelous grace, and to thee will give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song, There is Glory on the Winning Side, as sung by Brother and Sister Leslie Busby, Brother Bud Porter, Sister Lowe, and others from Springfield, Missouri.
Right on fellows, lead your golden love before he will lead us home to heaven's throne. He will be our solace and our heart in trust, till the fight with sin is through. Press me on with courage, Lord can give along. He will keep us safe from him.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one without obligation by simply addressing a request to us. And now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
We shall sing deliverance on the golden shore. Evermore sweet peace pursue.